Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of Radio Relax. I'm your host, as always, Change UK, greeting you from a place, which is now cold and damp. Yes, remember how last year it was already super hot and everyone was dying? Well, now everyone's dying because they're drowning. If you just, all you have to do is just look outside the window and then all of a sudden... and you're dead. Yeah, tip it down, there's floods in Wales, there's always floods in Wales, so... it's the only way we can keep the whales actually, you know, alive. By flooding it every so often. But you know, there's a big thing, there's floods everywhere, we've got... Euro 2012 has started. So there's football on everywhere. I don't think that's a massive... although it's really hot and humid there, apparently. So they've stolen all our weather. Well, they can give it back for the Olympics. I think somehow. But yes, summer has indeed moved on, as Aha sang. Which you actually heard in the beginning, right at the beginning of the show, if you were lucky enough to find your way here, because we are not on Radio Sega today. Radio Sega is dead. Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! Sega is... Radio 7 Metal Sega is dead. that's the rumour that was going around earlier... early last week, I think it was. We'll get on to that in a bit, perhaps. But yes, we're all currently... live to you, thank you. I'm saying, please calm down with the drowning. Right. Drowning everywhere. Drowning is everywhere. All the drowning belongs to us. But yes, we're currently on the air thanks to Fuse FM. Fuse VGM and Resident SD. So everyone give Resident SD a big hugs oars in the chat. But yes, you can hear us via that, via a few other places. The Sonic Show is streaming via Fuse, so if you have any difficulty or you can't get into there exactly, you can at least go and, you know, sit on Twitch TV, listen to it that way. Hello to anyone else who's looking on there. Yes, actually you can sit on there and then wait, because actually everybody's back. Disco Pony is back from enjoying himself on his honeymoon, where he went off to, you know, do many things, as you do on a honeymoon, which I won't go into, like him going to see Pixar, which is a euphemism if ever I heard it. But yes, he's back. Donnie, SSF1991. From the Sonic Paradox show is also back. He was doing E3 stuff all last week, and oh my dear lord, was E3 bad. We might touch on this briefly, but let's just start by saying E3 was bad. And then, but in all honesty, are you surprised by this fact? No, we're in the end of a cycle in terms of just general. Games industry, we're also in the middle of a recession. Everyone's waiting for everybody else. Unsurprisingly, the actual games that really brought it, like Watch Dogs, which is everyone's going absolutely raving mad over, actually managed to really steal the show. Nintendo certainly didn't steal the show. I do wonder if Nintendo had actually reversed their announcements for Nintendo Land and Pikmin 3, if people be having as big an issue with their conference as they are currently having. Microsoft came along and showed you their nice new pad. It's called the Looking Glass or the Spy Glass or something. I think you hold it up in front of the eye shield and then it shows you the inside of Lord Fear's domain. Of course, if you don't put it down again in time, then you'll actually get a fireball in the face. And, you know, I'm sure parent groups will have issues with that, you know. My son was playing this game, he put up You put up the Wii U pad, and then all of a sudden you got a fireball in the face. And of course the answer that he should have done is that he actually should have taken a screen break. Sony was Sony, and nobody cared. And yeah, that just left everyone else to come along with mid games. Of course, the exception to this rule was Ubisoft, who suddenly revealed that they were in cahoots with everybody. Well, I mean everybody. Everybody who was in cahoots with Ubisoft. It was like, every site label announced anything, it was like, our major partner is Ubisoft. And then someone else came along. Ubisoft, yeah, I just wonder if even the other platforms knew, if Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo knew that Ubisoft were essentially being the main partner of everyone else. Because otherwise it would have been a mighty surprise when it was like, ha, excellent, so the main thing of our demonstration to say how awesome Ubisoft is being replicated across all three. Yeah, that was good. So yes, hello to all of you. That is Zonic Zone Cop. Voice, Vija. The voice is still at work. Voice is always at work. Take some damn time off, man. Trekkie. The damn fourth Chaos Emerald. SF1991, who we've already mentioned. Sonic Remix, SJ Pipeline, Silver Sonic. Shadow Remix, Rosie Sonic. Robot Faker. Faker? Rax, M20. Metakraken15k, wow. Is that the price of the Metakraken? You know, 15, or is it 15,000 Metakraken? Metakraken? If it writes Kraken for a singular, is it Kraken for a Kraken for plural, I wonder? Yeah, I want to say there's 15,000 Metakraken, or is it 15,000 for a Metakraken? And you know, what currency is this in? This is really important. The blonde haired popcorn stealer. I'd Eagle Venato, Dart, who's watching the F1. Ooh, Dart, quick, private message me and tell me what's going on. Dark Overlord is there. The lovely Busy Lizzie. Biafra. Minus His Republic. AEK, who's on Radio Redux, doing stuff. Resident SD, who is away on a holy holiday. Fast Feet, the master of Sega Media, is here with his @sand. And speaking with an ampersand, which is what I was actually looking at the time, we have Forever Sonic, who is both Forever and Sonic. So at no other point in time is he going to be, you know, Rouge. Or is he? That's a good question. Will Forever Sonic be Rouge? I think we should have a poll on this. So yes, the piece of music you had right at the beginning, you had the E3. Because, remember this logo? It was 6 years ago now. E3 version of Sonic the Hedgehog 2006 theme by Otani-san. Following that, we had some Supercell featuring Hatsune Miku. Miku-chan with Black Rock Shooter, which everyone really enjoyed. Is that a hint that you would like some more Hatsune Miku at the end of this show? It might well be. Somewhere Titan's Creed is just in a ball rocking backwards and forwards in hate at the entire concept of Hatsune Miku. But yes. If you would like some more, please let me know. It's been an interesting week, shall we say. What's going on? I've been doing all sorts of video work. We had stuff before E3 about how Sega Europe was going to die, because somebody said that they were going to close Sega Europe, which was of course a massive load of bollocks. And everyone came out, and thankfully Miles Jacobson came out in the end and said something from a semi-official source after I'd said something, and basically it was a load of nonsense, which it was. Sega had an interesting E3. Oops, I'm getting a message all over the place. What's going on? Oh, I made Katie Fox jump with the drowning, apparently. Sorry about that. Here's some Mario, Mario dying to compensate. Mysterious Lifson has been joined by Lifson Kofi. What the hell? Okay, there's multiple Lifsons in the house. Which is one bad enough. Too many Lifsons spoil the broth. Which is why you only use one if you're cooking it. Get one and you skin it, and then you put it on a low heat with a little bit of oil. Make sure you turn it semi regularly, give it some good seasoning. Some paprika on it's really nice. Oh, is she? It's Flower Girl from the Shenmue Jukebox on his own cop request. I don't think I have any Shenmue music. I can look. Flower Girl. Is it the, you know what? I have that. I actually do have that somewhere. Somewhere in the vast. Oh yes, there's a little folder in the Two Salt folder with other soundtracks, and there is Flower Girl in that. Yeah, so we can have that. We can actually have that. That will have that shortly. So, Lifson says I just bought some paprika. Yes, I know you did. There's show Rick says we've gone from E3 to music that's played to food genius. Yes, indeed. A mess, but I honestly have not planned out the show today, as it may have taken. you may well be aware of at this moment in time. So yes, we had some cool stuff from E3. Sega had a very interesting E3. They announced, among other things, that Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing. We had two announcements. One of which was that it was going to come to the Wii U, which everyone kind of knew about anyway. Apparently some website had like an alternate version of the trailer up at one point, which was such humongous news that everyone else reported on it and didn't bother actually telling that website. So thank you, TSS. You know, a little message would have been nice. You're in the middle of a massive there's a huge shitstorm going on all around you. Are you ready? Answer: no, was not. So actually, when I actually took the video down because I needed to edit it, that was a surprise. Listen, you're fine. You don't need to buy any more bloody popcorn. This is why everything sweet and nice is now hidden in my room. This is why I have a bag of 12 bites and you do not. So that was on the Wii U. We also had the news that Danica Patrick will be in the game. Now, if you don't know who Danica Patrick is, welcome to the rest of the world. She's a racing driver. She's been around for 14 years. She's been racing 14 years. She's won one race ever. And she's going to be in All Stars Racing Transformed, driving a car, which is probably going to be the Hornet. But Sega made a big, massive thing about unveiling this car and celebrity, and everyone thought it was going to be the Hornet, and then it wasn't. Which then caused everyone to go, what the hell? Because they spent a lot of money on licensing this driver, who is best known for doing adverts and photo shoots. She's a NASCAR driver. She's not a very good NASCAR driver. She's mostly known for Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues and these GoDaddy adverts. She's not a very good racer, unfortunately, and they spent a lot of money on this, and I wonder why. Because Sega supposedly has lots of problems with the cash flow and things. They've laid off a lot of people off, and yet they're doing this. I understand it's a marketing thing. I understand it's only going to be in America, probably, because funnily enough, the rest of the world doesn't watch NASCAR and doesn't actually care about it. So they've licensed this racer, who is, do they need more female racers in the actual in the game? Yes. Does this have anything to do with actually Sega at all? No. So, is she successful? She's a NASCAR racer. Is she successful at NASCAR? No. So they've basically hired, they've licensed somebody, spent an awful lot of money on licensing them for the sole purpose of they are hot. That's interesting. I'm surprised a lot more of the female fans in the community aren't, you know, more annoyed by that. But you know, if you're going to spend all this money, would you rather like somebody who actually had some racing credence, or you know, was really good about it, and you know, was marketable to anyone else, to just generally marketable to the audience globally, or mostly globally, as opposed to throw a lot of money at America? It's an interesting one, as far as I'm concerned. People saying what's going to be on the game. She's going to be driving this car, which, on the basis of the press release, okay, she's going to be driving this car. It's all branded up for one race. So how much money is it going to be for her driving this car for one race? She's not in the top 10 drivers. She's not probably going to be very visible in the race on TV. So, you know, what's going on here? You know, you've paid an awful lot of money to get this marketing and stuff. She's going to be driving this car, this brand up car, in one race only. There's a logic disconnect here, as far as I'm concerned. Personally, I know it's intimated she's going to be driving, you know, the Hornet by Steve Larson. It's intimated that. And it's, in fact, it's not going to be taking up. A slot in the actual game, which, you know, which is a good reason and a good excuse. However, as it's interesting because I agree with TSSZ and also the Sega bits in that basically you're still taking up time to code her in the game, and that time could have been spent on something else. Cost time, cost money, and she's going to be driving the Hornet, which is great. She's a driver. She's a proven driver, if not a successful one. So that makes sense. It's just that when it's this car, tr- transforms into the plane or the boat, she's going to be in a bit of trouble, you would have thought, because she can't drive. She can't drive a boat. She can't fly a plane. So she might race off. You might have a carriage that races off to a seemingly insurmountable leap and then sinks or crashes into a mountain. Fair enough. What would work? As opposed to the car itself, I foresee that being a DLC skin in the game that will be America only and you get it at GameStop. I think actually this might be one of the few times where, if that happens, it'll be DLC that the European region won't actually care that they're not getting, as opposed to anything else. But, you know, like I said, if I was at Sega of that situation, this is actually what I would be suggesting, is that, okay, then you've got that and you've got the skin, the details and stuff, then do that as a GameStop exclusive and you get Danica Patrick's car as opposed to the Hornet. So you actually will erase some Sega. But yes, Danica Patrick has absolutely nothing to do with Sega at all in this game that celebrates Sega. The other thing that was really irking me about this is that the reason that we didn't have Segata Sanshiro in the first one was because of the licensing costs to license Segata Sanshiro, because he's an actor. Okay, it costs money to license somebody's face, etc. globally. The reason we didn't have Segata Sanshiro in the last one was because they couldn't afford it, because it was the licensing cost. So why then have they gone and spent the money on this woman in the game, who doesn't need any ring? What the hell? Ah, right. I think Vanato says clearly Sega should have used Stig's all-terrain cousin instead. The Stig would have been interesting, actually. You could add Blue Stig. Blue Stig! Speed by, utterly silent. Too fast for the naked eye. Stig, he can really drive. Stig,
he's got a wrench!
I did have a request from the Red Cross to have Flower go off and shame you. We can sort that. Easily enough. Why do you people message me and don't realise I'm actually on the radio? I'm actually got a good Q&A question from M20 now. So if you have any questions for Q&A, okay, please get them in. You've got 15 minutes of content left, because I've just been ranting about Danica Patrick. But it's been stupid. It's a stupid decision, so I'm entitled to an opinion. While this Sumo Rex on SMB basically insinuated that I should just get on with it. But no, it's my opinion. I shouldn't be so fanboy. It's like, hello? This game is about, you know, celebrating stuff and fanboys, and it's like the whole point of Sumo doing it is that, you know, they're massive Sega fanboys and it's the love they're putting into the game. So, funnily enough, when you do something that is nothing to do with that, you should be called on it. And, you know, it should be... You can't just turn around and go, oh, think of the bigger picture, oh, think of the bigger picture. Yeah, we thought of the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is that this sucks and makes no sense in the bigger picture. Go away. Bring back Steve. Steve's nice. I think Steve owes me a beer, actually. Right. So let's get this piece of music. Wait, it's run off somewhere. Come back, Shenmue, all is forgiven. Right, okay, so we have Flower Girl. And then after that, we're actually going to have some Starlight Carnival. Clock Carnival Act 4, in fact, from Solid Colours. Enjoy! Okay, I've had a request actually from the people watching on the Sonic Show live feed. Somebody requested Boa Barbara, and that's fine. Look at that. Here's part two though, part two, which is much more faster. Allegro, allegro. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was a request for Espion Doo, who is currently residing on the Sonic Show Live on Twitch TV, which we're handing over to immediately after this show, of course. This is part, Radio Rex is called the first part of the Sunday Sonic Live lineup, and all three of us are here this week because we own Sunday. All this religion stuff is about, clearly just all about us. So yes, we have this. We have a couple of questions. We'll say, if you're in the chat room, or if you PM me questions, do so now. We'll try and answer them. M20 says, if you were in Sonic and Sega Racing Transform, Sonic All-Stars Racing Transform, rather, what would your vehicle be? I would ride around on a Game Gear with a TV tuner sticking suspiciously out the back of the Game Gear, not me. Because that would be painful, you know, and I wouldn't get much of a signal now anyway. Because the audio is being turned, the analog rail is being turned off. Actually, that's a good point. Does this mean that all TV tuners are now effectively redundant? In the UK. Umiyuri says beep. I don't think Umiyuri realises I'm on the air. You realise I'm on the air. No, everyone's wondering why you went beep. Inigo Bonanza says, it's been a year since the last Rex Factor was due the results from T-Bird and Digi. How even the punishment is being cooked up for them. I can't be bothered to cook up a punishment for them. I really can't be bothered. So, Rex Factor, I should really look into that this week for doing it. The old results next week. I don't think Google Yuri did realise I was on the air. Jamie Disco Ponies, aka the Eggman, is apparently eating angel cake at the moment. Does that mean he's eating my cake? How dare you eat my cake? Disco Ponies, this is most bad. Right, let's see. Any more questions? Yeah, but I'll try and find out where all the results are and stuff, where we are, and then do it next week if I can. Let's see. Any more questions for any more questions? Resident D says you'll have to connect a Freeview box to your Game Gear. Yeah. Yeah, most of the stuff's digital now. Watch out for my dish. Have we had questions already? There's no questions. Somebody asked me a question. Okay, well, I wasn't looking what music will end the show on then. You guys wanted. I think you intimated anyway that you would like some more Miku. So you can have some more Miku on the way out. I'm perfectly fine with this fact. You can have any Miku song you like, so long as it's from the Supercell album that I've actually got, and it's not Black Rock Shooter. Because we had Black Rock Shooter. And I don't think playing Black Rock Shooter again would particularly endear me to some people. So. Oh, people are listening in now. Yes, so I guess hello. But if you've got any questions, send me them now. Message me. Crikey, what's happened to them? Sorry, I'm just looking at something that I actually have on my thing to YouTube, and it's rocketed up in here, so I'm just wondering what the hell's going on. Yes, so next week, Rex Factor. Maybe. Who will win? Who will get the dreaded forfeit? I don't know. Do you know? No, of course you don't. If you did, then... If you did, then what are you doing in my room? Get out. Or face the terrible consequences. Busy Lizzie said melt, so you can have melt. She's the first person to actually say something. So Busy Lizzie has made you all have melt. That's a good song. I've heard that one, so that's a good song. I think we've actually run out of time now for this. So let me just line up Melt. But yes, Rex Factor next week then. Major has a heart attack. Oh, Rex. Actually, I can't remember who's in the Rex Factor from last time. I cannot at all. Remember, Judges Results. Well, I don't know Judges Results. Who's this from? I can't remember. That's a slight problem. X-Factor 08. Who is it? Who stole the Rex Factor? Who won the Rex Factor? Isn't that like the new Who Won E3? So poultry, music. I should reach. Go out to sort of the Rex Factor. Who's actually in it? So we had Slick Mark. Oh, the Wrench Quintet were there if he's got a wrench. D'Artagnan sang Give Me Chaos. Tall Guy sang Be Cool, Be Wild, and Be Groovy. SMX sang Sonic Underground. Rio Nakage sang Speak with Your Heart. Yeah. Jungle Bay was After That Emerald. Ram the Dragon sung Endless Dream Abilities. Stolf23 sang They Call Me Sonic. T.A. Black sang I Am The Eggman. Aniga Venato did a version of Endless Possibilities to the piano version. Nine-Eye sang Reach For The Shining Stars. Dark Gum sang From Vija With Love. Oh-ho, that's going on now. Oh, but that's a higher quality. Iris was underground because it was all mixing and mashing things this time round. If you remember, Captain Cloud Chaser, the lovely Captain Cloud Chaser, sang "Reach the Speed of Sound." Chris Azzolo had the running joke. But Don't Tell Us the Fox sang "Free." Sonic Mark. Oh, we did a different version of Sonic Mark Shiro. Retric sang "What's Wrong Hearts," and B.I. Lion sang "Hate in Disguise," Charmy's Christmas Gift. I think Charmy's Christmas Gift was probably Sonic Christmas Blast. But yes, anyway, that's coming back. And I should probably start the new competition, shouldn't I? I've redone that. We should probably start the new one, so you've got plenty of time to get things done, and I've got plenty of time to get my arse in gear for it this time. So much stuff is going on. Vija loved From Vija With Love, so... well, I should hope so, considering 50% of the words in that song total are Vija and Love. So, let's have that to, send it on its way. As opposed to Drift 2, which we're currently listening to. So here's From Vija With Love. because, you know, everyone needs a Beach to Love. Can anybody find me a Beach to Love? Yeah. He works hard every day. He tries and he tries and he tries. And everybody at JCB wants to put him down and say he's going crazy.
Can I get a beat, please?
Here he is anyway. Dot Gun. From VG with Love. I've been at Change UK. This has not been a Queen concert. And I've been and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Can I get a beat, please? And I gotta say this. There are many things to behold in X Factor, but none are quite as captivating as the tale of VG's wrench. Frigia, with love it flies for you. Of metals like iron it glides for you. He's traveled the Mars. It flies to you from above. It's been places, hit faces, and rusted for a moment. No, the wrench haunts me so. Build on its own. In case you didn't know, to Egypt it flew. But there and then, I suddenly knew it'd fly again. Our being conscious. Through it lies to you, from Fiji with love. You know what? Now I think it's a good time to thank you folks at Sonic Rex for hosting this competition every year and letting fans like myself participate. I'd also like to thank TA for telling me about the deadline and my mom for being mom.
Don't forget, guys, tune in next over at Twitch TV for some fun with the crew from the Sonic Show Live, who are currently talking about all sorts of things, and you wish you could hear them. I'm actually wondering how long it is with me talking without actually realizing that I'm both in their call still, although they can't hear me, and yet I'm talking about it over the stream here. So yes, it's actually going to be a game involving co-op, but so how long is it going to be before those people actually realise that I'm in the call still? How long? One trophy away from getting 100%, you know. Yeah. This is all the stuff you don't. This is all the stuff you don't hear normally. Anyway, I'm going to be back next week, guys. Oh, he's got quite a few complaints. See you next week.